Greetings of love and joy from Catalina. Your entry into the soul universe is our next big step. The Master instructed us to launch out into the deep. And we have all obeyed that command this month when we worked with the truth that I am the only being. The deep means beyond the shadow, beyond the shallow, beyond the superficial, beyond the concepts of your five-sense mind. Beyond the limited human perception of the human race, beyond every false material image of the human mind, launch out into the deep, out of the mirage, out of the finite, out of the recreation which we call the universe. Launch out into the deep of your own soul. This is the instruction from Christ. It is time to explore the infinite kingdom of God here, now, while moving on this earth. The moment you have become willing to lay aside your human attitudes, to deny the validity of everything that God did not create, and to drop your sense concepts which are blinding you to the perfect reality of God all around us, you will then make a startling and truly marvelous discovery. We all have an invisible guide who knows the way to infinity. If I, the Christ, go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But who is I, the Christ, that you see? You see Jesus. And therefore, if I, Jesus, the man, the human concept that you entertain of this world, do not go away, the Comforter will not lead you. But if I go away, if you drop your material sense, the Comforter is ready now to lead you through your soul. Through your soul, the Comforter will teach you that you have no life to lose, that your real body is indestructible, that you have never been and never can be in danger. Through your soul, the Christ will whisper, "Fear not, I will never leave you. I am the only being. Rest in the knowledge that we are one now and forever, and trust the Comforter within you to reveal the glories of the kingdom of God here and now." You have been studying that you are the only being. You have been practicing it. Sometime during the month, you must have reached a realization that this is a truth. Now, if you have accepted this truth, you can then say with conviction, "Because I am the only being, I need no thing." Can you do that? Can we join now in a meditation that I need no thing? If you can, if you can accept that, you are also accepting that I am the only being. So together now, let us launch out into the deep, out of little me, out of this human concept in which I have walked this earth. Let us launch out of the mind, out of the five senses. Let us move out without purse and without script. I need no protection. I need no planning. I can trust my destiny to myself. I can trust truth to be itself, to function, to express. I, the little me, who never was here, can now relax. I need no things. Higher in consciousness, we realize that whatever is mine always will be mine. Whatever is not mine, I do not want, for it cannot exist. I already have all that the Father hath in my being. I trust the word of Spirit, the power of Spirit, the wisdom of Spirit, the reliability of Spirit. I am relaxed. And this is a truth that I can accept forever. I, the only being, need no thing. All is within my being. I'm letting go of every fear, every care. I'm letting go of every phase of my life in which I have ever thought there was a need. I am even letting go of what will become of me. I am genuinely indifferent to the me that lives in this world. I have launched into the deep. I have left little me behind. I have renounced the needs of this little me. For I am I. I am turning the corner from an old life to a new life, from an old me to the I that I ever have been. Out of concept, out of senses, out of the illusions, out of the mind that is not the mind of Christ. I accept the ever-present blessings of my eternal self. Now, because I am the only being, is a truth that must become your everyday consciousness. It is now suggested that for several days you practice, I need no thing. least once a day, this should be a meditation in which you spontaneously rest in the knowledge of being and let the true self be revealed to you by your soul. For as you do this, you will develop a capacity to really look out at this world with the knowledge that all that it contains is but a facsimile of that which I already possess within myself. And you will learn not to look outside for any need, knowing that whatever you touch within, in the resting, in the effortless relaxing, in the trust of being the only being, will flow forth in perfect synchronized harmony as needed. Do this daily for a while. It will reinforce your knowledge that I am the only being. Now, says Christ, that you have launched out into the deep, into the infinite kingdom of self, cast your net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. You have lived in matter. You have cast your nets in matter. Now you have a different net. Your soul is your net, not your mind, and it automatically will cast itself on the spiritual side of the ship. So let your soul find your eternal life. Let your soul seek out your true fulfillment. Let your soul express divine grace, perfect power, perfect self. And whatever your soul touches, you will experience here on what is called the fourth plane of existence. Beyond the shallow senses, confide your soul to the spiritual universe. And please do not do it with hope. That is shallow. Do it with certainty. Do it with love, born of total faith. Not hope, but faith, knowledge, belief, conviction. And you will make a second and important discovery. Outside your being, nothing exists. Catch this now, because it is power. It is power because it is true. Dwell with it within you now. Outside my being, nothing is. I am the only being. I am spirit. Spirit without beginning. Spirit without end. Spirit without birth or death. Senses have no power to confine me any longer in the lie of matter. I am the one spiritual being. Everywhere, I am. There are not many human forms out there. There is only one spiritual body. There are not many human bodies out there. There is only one spiritual life. There are not many human lives. One life. And nothing outside my life, because my life is the infinite one life. Within I find confirmation that I can trust this knowledge. It is a truth that I can walk upon because it is pure gold tried in the fire. And still, how can I know with absolute certainty that I can walk upon this truth? That outside my being there is nothing. Come, says my soul, I will show you. I will open your heart. Come, says my soul, return with me. Let us go to Jacob's well. There she is. There is that woman of Samaria. You see her there with her physical water pot? That is really her material consciousness. You will notice that she is not filling her consciousness with living water. But in front of her now, there is a strange presence about to direct her to a new life. Listen to what the stranger says. God is spirit. Did you hear that? God is spirit. She is confused, isn't she? She cannot comprehend. His words do not form a meaning within her sense mind. He is really saying God is one infinite spirit. And this idea is too vast for her understanding. And yet, she is intrigued. A light has entered into her consciousness. And now that light is really challenging her very identity. Even though she is disturbed, she is also quite excited. And so she gropes now for words to reply, to express the vague feeling that the light is engendering as it breaks through her consciousness. I know, she says, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Sense mind is frightened. It is frightened because it is afraid to accept her real life. It is afraid to step out beyond the horizons of material life. But now the voice of the stranger is going to shatter her fear. And that statement now coming from the stranger, seemingly 2,000 years ago, is today shaking the very foundation of the dream life in which all mankind walks on earth today. I, says the stranger, I that speak unto thee am he. Consider that infinite statement. I that speak unto thee am he. I am the Christ of whom you speak. If we were to sit here together for the next 2 or 3 hours, we could not begin to encompass the depth of that statement. I challenge any human being in the entire world to state truly that he or she has accepted that statement. I challenge every religion in the world to state truly that they have accepted that statement. I who speak to thee am he. For there you see the true confrontation, the sense mind of a woman is the sense mind of the human race. And there before her stands the invisible Christ. And what does she see? She sees a man. Is there a man there if the invisible Christ is there? Is not Christ the living Spirit of God? Is the Spirit of God a man? And so we see that the voice of the stranger is saying to the woman, Madam, you think you are beholding a creature like yourself, a creature made of human flesh and blood. But I who speak to thee am the Christ of God. I do not have a physical body. You are seeing a physical body that is not here. There is no person standing in front of you. Your senses, madam, are fooling you. And so Christ is saying to the human race, your senses are fooling you. You are looking at the infinite Spirit of God. Everywhere. Not just at the infinite Spirit of God where Jesus stands, for the infinite Spirit of God is omnipresent. You are looking at that Spirit every minute of your life, and you are placing a label on that Spirit by seeing only an image in your mind, and calling that image man, woman, child, beast, tree, river, mountain, sun. Before you stands the invisible light of God, and in your mind's eye you see things, persons, forms, activities, events, history, geography. None of them are there. I, the Christ who stands here before you, I am here. And so he's saying, Madam, I must reveal more to you now. God is the only Spirit. God is the only being. And because I am the Spirit of God, I am the only being. Therefore, madam, I cannot be a man. I cannot be flesh and blood that dies. I am omnipresence. Where you falsely see the world, I am. Where you falsely see millions of human beings, I am. And where you seem to be standing, I am. This is the miracle of the confrontation between the Christ, which man has named Jesus, and the woman at the well of Samaria. Of course, she could not understand these strange things. So he simply said, "I who speak to you am he." And later, the same Christ revealed, "I and the Father are one. I and the Spirit are one. And because God the Father, the Spirit, is the only one," Spirit was revealing to the world then that all human selfhood is imaginary. All human selfhood is made out of your mind substance. Launch out into the deep. Cast your nets on the other side. Accept the fact that you are spirit and the spirit substance of you and the spirit substance of the woman at Samaria, the spirit substance of Peter and Paul and John, the spirit substance of Jesus Christ and Buddha and Lao Tzu, the spirit substance of your husband and your wife and your child, are all one and the same infinite substance, and there is no other substance. I am the only being, is the truth of you now and forever. Now let us return to the wonderful truth that nothing exists outside of you. And let us make it a living principle to take with us into our daily lives. Outside of you is nothing. So when you hear a sound, where is it? Is there a sound outside of you if nothing is outside of you? The sound is within your sense mind. When you see a sunrise, where is it? Can it be outside of the only being? It is within your sense mind. That is why that same glorious sunset can suddenly change into a howling hurricane or a fog or a tempest at the sea or a shipwreck caused by the wind. But always, all of it, within your sense mind, never outside you, and never inside your substance, because your substance is the perfect substance of God. Whatever threatens is not within your substance. Whatever threatens is not outside your substance. Where is it? Within your sense mind. And therefore, what is your protection against what threatens? To know the truth. Not to defend, not to react, not to run, not to escape, not even to deny. Because what is not there need not be denied. What is not outside your being or inside your being does not exist. I who speak to thee am he. There is no person there. There is no violence there. There is no hate, envy, or jealousy there. There is no lack, nor limitation, There is no danger. I who speak to you am he. I am your being. I am the Christ of you. There is nothing outside me, and all that is within me is of the Father. This should be your living daily consciousness, and you meet every threat of danger, every lack and every limitation, even every human desire, with the knowledge that there is nothing outside my being. There is no power outside my being. If you were to look at the 138th Psalm, it would remind you that this is precisely what the psalmist was saying to you. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. What is that praise? That is the praise which is the knowledge that thou, the spirit of my being, art the only being. With my whole heart I know this. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. This is the acceptance that I am one being. In the day when I cried, thou answered me and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. Ah, strength in my soul. Not in my mind, in my soul. You are opening your soul to the reality that you are the only being. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee. Every power on earth must bend because it is not outside your being. Your being is the kingdom of God. What is outside? And then come to the 139th Psalm. Whither shall I flee? From thy spirit, from thy presence. Thou art the only being. What is outside? There is no little me. I am the only being. Wherever I go, I am. If I ascend up into heaven, the only being is there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, the only being is there. Heaven and hell are concepts. All there is the only being. Wherever I go, I am. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there, shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. What are we learning? We are learning the infinity of being. Now this, again, must be worked with daily. Outside my being, nothing is. And that means something very important, because you must see that outside your being, the appearance of death must be an illusion. There is no death within your being. There is no death outside your being. Where is it? If God is the only being, who can die? Do you see the illusion of death? Do you see the illusion of everything that is unlike God? Now, those of you who will practice this faithfully will quickly find you have discovered a new way to experience omnipotence. And I can assure you that after a week or two of practicing it, you'll feel the strength of it, and after 3 or 4 weeks of it, you'll fall away again. Because it isn't easy to hold. But having experienced it once, twice, 10 times, no matter how many times you fall away from it, you can go back and re-establish it until it is bone of your bone. It has been placed before your eyes in the Bible many times, but it has been difficult to know that the Spirit was moving the Bible characters in such a way to tell you that nothing exists outside your being. You read phrases like, "Fear not, be not dismayed." You may remember when Moses was 120 years old, couldn't cross the Jordan. God said to him, "Fear not, for the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee." You see, this was really a veiled statement. It was telling Moses and every man, every woman, every child, that the substance of your being and the substance of God are one and the same. That is why your substance can never forsake you. It is you. Spirit made that very same statement many other times. In Hezekiah, we find a very good example of the knowledge that there is nothing outside me than my being. I think it's 2 Chronicles. Yeah, chapter 32, verse 7 and verse 8. Again, the Spirit says, "Be strong, courageous, be not afraid nor dismayed, for the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitude that is with him, for there be more with us than with him." More with us than with him. In other words, he has only the arm of flesh. He has all the images of the mind. There be more with us. We have the knowledge that I am the only substance. Shall substance fear images in the mind? This again, then, was a statement that only the one substance of God exists. And everything in this world is 100% mental, because this world is not the substance, not the kingdom of God. But there's even a better passage, I think. A passage that reveals something of far greater magnitude than the statement of Hezekiah. Here it is in 2 Kings, chapter 6. I want to look at that a moment, because I think it does something you must know. You find it in verses 15 to 19. I'm going to find it here in just a second. Yeah, listen to this. Again, the little kingdom is surrounded by attackers. But the Spirit says, they that are with us are more than they that be with them. Now, the human eye doesn't see anything except those who are attacking. And you might say, well, if we have more with us than they have with them, where are they? I don't see them. How are we going to defend against that multitude out there? You're just hoping. This is only human wishful thinking. But when Elijah spoke these words, it was Christ speaking through Elijah, wasn't it? It was Christ in Elijah which knew himself to be the only substance. And so this multitude outside waiting to attack couldn't be inside the substance of God, and there is nothing outside the substance of God. But something now happens in Elijah's realization of importance to you and to me, and that's this. Suddenly, the Christ appears visibly, but not as one man. It doesn't appear as Christ walking on water. It doesn't appear as Christ healing a cripple. But suddenly the one Christ appears as a mountain full of invisible horses, suddenly visible. Invisible chariots of fire, suddenly visible. Ah, no wonder he said there be more with us than with them. His realization made visible that which was more, driving home the amazing point that always the invisible Christ is ever present and can and does appear to us, not just as Jesus, but in any form or any forms necessary to restore peace, harmony, safety, fulfillment, or whatever else may be needed. Be sure to look at that passage. Read it carefully. And know that whatever is needed must appear. It is a law of the Spirit. Whatever seems impossible to your five senses makes no difference. The effortless grace of perfect divine law expresses whatever is needed, but only whenever one infinite being, I am, and outside my being, nothing is. When that is realized in your consciousness, grace flows. I think it's even remarkable that even after revealing this, that Christ's power is omnipresent, Elisha then demonstrates that omnipotence doesn't need a mighty physical force to impose its will upon anyone. Instead, we find that there is no opposition. It's all imaginary. And so, miraculously, in that very chapter, the seeming enemy is not overcome by the power of a mighty force of chariots of fire, but it's overcome by a temporary blindness. Isn't that beautiful? You've seen it before. The Bible will tell us that the Lord comes with 10,000 saints. Other times it simply says, God sent an angel. But always, it is really saying, I am the only being, and this realization within you will bring forth omnipotence without effort. You remember when King Darius was astounded because Daniel had spent the night in the dungeon with the lions? The king couldn't figure it out. Whatever happened? What is this? And Daniel gave him a very simple explanation. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lions' mouths. But Daniel had the secret that we are trying to learn. Only spirit is here. I am the only being. I am the only substance. There's nothing outside my being. And all that is inside my being is under perfect divine law. Let's review what Spirit has unfolded to us thus far. You need nothing. And if you still think you have a single need, even one, you are rejecting the omnipresence of Spirit. You think there is Spirit and. You are rejecting the omnipotence of Spirit. You think there is Spirit and. You are rejecting the omniscience of Spirit. You think there is Spirit and. Face it now. You do not need good health. You do not need supply. The one who needs good health and supply is that imaginary creature you have in your mind. He or she is not the creation of God. That is why he or she needs good health and needs supply. Your name is I. Your mind may not know this. That is why you must launch into the deep of your soul. Your soul does know this. Your soul knows that I need nothing. And when you have let yourself go out beyond the limitations of the human sense mind, when you have let your soul be the governor of your being, it will declare, I need nothing. Live by this truth. Daily meditate with the knowledge that as you develop the soul consciousness which knows I need nothing, Spirit is my only substance. Spirit is the substance of the universe of God. And nothing exists outside Spirit. You will be casting your net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. You will find all that God has in your being. Do not fear. Do not be dismayed. It is I. The ship is not sinking. Even the bird is not flying. The tree is not growing. It is I. Look beyond the visible. Look within. And let the invisible make itself manifest. This is spiritual power. Your substance is the invisible reality where the entire world of mind images appears. Ever so gently, the Spirit is leading you to your virgin birth. Mary, the symbol of the soul. Christ, the invisible self, becoming visible to man through the virgin birth. Descending from the infinite through spirit, through soul, into our plane of existence as a visible form. That is the virgin birth. Mary is the way. The soul is the way in which the Christ appears to us as what we call a visible form. But that same Christ says to us, after virgin birth, follow me. Follow me where? Follow me back, where I came from. Follow me up through soul, up through spirit, into my kingdom. Launching out into the deep is the same as being born of Mary. Returning through soul to the spiritual universe. That is how we sail on the ship of soul. You have wanted to step out of the body . You have wanted to explore the kingdom. Do you see that your soul has no limitations? It is perfectly independent of your body. All that you have wanted to do, your soul is doing. Your soul is independent of this world. Independent of matter, independent of material law, independent of karma. Your soul is the way to Christ. The Christ that you are can only be recognized by your soul. The world is trying with its mind, but it bears no fruit. It is casting its net upon the wrong side of the ship. If you will let yourself now reject the imaginary creatures of your mind, the imaginary laws of your mind, the imaginary world of your mind, your soul, independent of your physical form, independent of your fears and your doubts, independent of your lacks and your limitations, independent of time and of space, your soul will walk upon the water of spirit. It will sail beyond the horizons of the mind. It will take you out of the fourth world into the fifth world. and Christ guiding your soul through the spirit world will be born in your consciousness. It will take you into the seventh day, the day of infinite rest. The 3 days in which the human body is raised up again are the soul, the spirit, and the Christ, the three upper heavens. Those are the 3 days into which we are moving. To find not the temple of flesh, but the temple not made with hands. Mary, Mare, the deep sea. Launch out into the deep sea of the soul. I need nothing. Outside my being is nothing. And every time you need something, and every time you think there is something outside your being, you are not in your soul, you are in your mind. That is how you will know. When you are in your soul, you will accept, I need nothing. Outside me is nothing. I am the only being. Your soul is infinite. The soul of every other individual on this earth is infinite. Each soul is infinite, and all souls are moving through each other. All souls are within the one soul, and the one soul is your being, and the one soul contains every soul in the universe, for every soul in the universe is your soul. Everyone you are looking at is your invisible soul. This you will learn. And this will be the miracle worker. I and the Father are one. One infinite soul. One infinite spirit, one infinite Christ, one infinite being, all one within the one I am. No more to return to the shallow waters of the mind. Let us be still. a moment we shall return to continue our soul journey.